Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Well, it's time for another installment of our Deserted Island series, and on this episode, we are joined by Dr. Derek Thomas. Dr. Thomas is the senior minister at First Presbyterian Church in Columbia, South Carolina. He is also a professor of theology for Reformed Theological Seminary. He's an adjunct professor in the DMin program here at Ligonier, and he's also an author. He's an avid fan of the opera, and he is a very good friend. Dr. Thomas, welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Thank you, Steve. I'm not sure I want to be on this island, but thank you so much.
Here I said you're a good friend, and now I'm going to leave you on a deserted island. Well, this isn't just any island. This is a rather theologically astute island. We have a Bible. We have the works of Augustine. We have Luther and Calvin and Edwards. And now, what other 5 books would you like to take along with you?
Well, being abandoned on an island, and I'm not a great DIY guy, and I definitely would miss my music, so I really do want a CD player and some CDs. But if you're going to limit me to books, I mean, the first one would have to be Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. I read it when I was 16. I went to the local bookstore, bought a paperback version of it, and began reading it, and I just never put it down and read it over a couple of days from beginning to end. And I've read it every year since then.
That's impressive.
And it would be perfect for a desert island.
So we have Lord of the Rings. How about number two?
It would have to be Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. And again, it was something I read in high school. It was fun. It was bizarre.
Last line, right? So long and thanks for all the fish.
Thanks for all the fish.
There you go.
It's not for everybody. It's a certain kind of humor that doesn't appeal to everyone, doesn't appeal to my wife, for example. But my son and I just thought it was the funniest thing we'd ever read.
How about number three?
Bunyan.
I was hoping.
Bunyan's
Pilgrim's Progress.
I can't imagine life without it. Written in prison, published in 1678, the first part, and then the second part in 1684. And there are 2 parts, the story of Christian and Christiana and the 4 boys, and the 2 complement each other. You will not get through the pearly gates if you don't have with you a signed and sealed record that you have read and assimilated Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress.
There you go. And number four.
Number four was, I need something about music. So you've already given me Calvin's Institutes, I guess. And so I need something about music. And classical music has been crucial to me all of my life. I've been kind of obsessional about it. And I've just purchased John Eliot Gardner's biography of Bach. And it's 672 pages, and it really isn't easy reading. It wasn't what I was hoping it was going to be. So I think I'm going to have to be on a desert island to read this book, because I do think it's important.
And that leaves us one last book.
George Herbert, I think. The complete English poems. Not least because Herbert was Welsh, at least somewhere in his genes there's Welshness. And Herbert was, I think, C.S. Lewis's favorite poet.
I think poetry could come in handy, and Herbert's a great choice.
And if you're on an island, reading poetry out loud wouldn't confront your manhood in quite the same way as it might do in real life.
In a crowded city,
yes.
For instance. Well, Dr. Thomas, thanks. I wish you well on your deserted island. We'll have to check back in and see how you're doing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.